Governor Northam's endorsement, the significance and importance of that.
Listen, I'm so excited to have Governor Northam's endorsement today. He and I have worked so hard over the last 8 years. If you remember, years ago when I first took office, extreme right-wing agenda, anti-women, anti-gay, anti-environment, pro-gun. Over the last 8 years, we have totally changed the state into a progressive state, but now we need to take it to the next level. COVID has been devastating for so many Virginia families, and that's why I'm running for governor again, to go big and bold and take Virginia to the next level.
You know, people, you know, they knew you were governor once. It's been it's been a little while since. We're seeing a lot of progressive movement within the party, and they see, you know, a former governor running. What's your appeal to them?
I think my appeal is that I'm going to go big and bold because of COVID. We've got to rebuild this state. And I inherited a mess when I became governor last time. Largest deficit in the history of the state. Created 200,000 new jobs. Got us back on our feet. And as you know, I vetoed 120 bills. Anti-women, anti-gay, anti-environment. Led an effort to bring this state to where it is today. And now with COVID, we cannot tinker around the edges. We got to go big. We need to be bold. But the other thing I'd say is look at over 250 leaders throughout the Commonwealth, the most members of the General Assembly, the most members of the Black Caucus, the most powerful African-American woman in the history of America, Virginia politics, Louise Lucas, is chairing my campaign. Sherrod L. Herring, the first African-American woman House Majority Leader, chairing my campaign. We are going to do this together. We're going to go big, bold, but if we tinker around the edges, those other states are going to move ahead of us. We need to lead the nation. The time is now. Time to go big and be bold.
You talked about this huge list of 250-plus leaders. We just had this debate the other night. I know the primary isn't until, I believe, June.
June 8th.
I knew you'd know the date. Do you have a message for the other Democratic contenders at this point? Is it time for everyone to coalesce?
You know, Matt, everybody's entitled to run. As I say, I was recruited by the leadership of the Black Caucus here in Virginia to say, with this COVID crisis, 200,000 Virginians have lost their jobs. 700,000 Virginians have no access to health care. 260,000 Virginians are living under threat of eviction. We need to go big and bold. We need to do it now. We need to rebuild. And I have the biggest, boldest plans. If you go to terryforvirginia.com, I have the plans that is going to take Virginia to the next level, build a world-class, equitable, build the strongest economy in the country, get every single Virginia resident health coverage, and make sure everybody has a roof over their head. That's why I'm running for governor. That's my plan. And we cannot go back to where the Republicans were. The Republicans right now are all fighting each other about who could be closer to Donald Trump. We need to be a beacon here in Virginia this year. We're done with Trump. We're done with his racist, misogynist politics. We're going together forward.
Virginia has become a lot more blue since you've left office. What's your appeal to people who don't traditionally vote Democrat at this, you know, up until this time, or, you know, live in such a partisan sort of news-based consumption that you're the man for the job, that you're worthy of their vote?
My main message is with this COVID pandemic, which has been so devastating to so many Virginia families, I inherited an economy that was in crisis before the Great Recession. We had sequestration. Our economy was knocked on its heels. We got to work, built the strongest economy, 200,000 new jobs, took unemployment from 5.8 down to 3.3, cyber jobs, data jobs, unmanned systems. We rebuilt our economy. We need to do that again. And my message to everybody, if you want to build, once again, the best economy, the best healthcare delivery system, the best education system, I have the seasoned experience. We've gone through a crisis before. We'll do it again with COVID and take it to the next level.
Again, appreciate your time. One last question. Northern Virginia is a very multi-jurisdictional area. We, you know, rely on our neighbors in Maryland, whether it be Montgomery, Prince George's, or
sure,
other counties,
sure,
in the district. If you can touch on your relationships, if any, with Mayor Bowser and Governor Hogan or other leaders.
Sure. And listen, we are also interconnected, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. I had a very good working relationship with Mayor Bowser and Governor Hogan when I was governor before. But when talk about lifting up this economy. I was the governor who wrote the bid that was successful to get Amazon. Those 25,000 Amazon jobs are not only important to Northern Virginia, they're also critical for Maryland and D.C. It helps our entire area grow and diversify. So when I talk about building the Virginia economy, it also helps the rest of the region, all of us, get lifted up. And listen, I invested in to make sure our transportation system, I did $10 billion worth of transportation projects as governor to build it up. And I would also say, you know, when United Airlines was pulling out of Dulles Airport and we would have lost 40,000 jobs in this region, I was able to negotiate and keep United and get them to a new 7-year deal. So I've always leaned in to build a strong economy in Virginia, which means a strong economy to the entire region.
Governor, appreciate your time. Last question. What can we expect to hear from you today?
You keep saying last question.
I know. I'm horrible about that. I'm like a politician.
I'm about to get on a plane to meet Ralph.
No,
for you got 30 seconds here. I'm holding the plane up here.
I got you. For folks who come out today in Alexandria, Norfolk, what are they going to hear from you?
What you're going to hear today from Ralph and I is we've had great, great success over the course of the last 8 years. We have been able to transform the state into a progressive job state. Where the Republicans had taken us backward on their social agenda, we moved forward. Now with COVID, we've got to take Virginia to the next stage. Seasoned leadership, this is what we need. Virginia is going to lead the nation and build that post-COVID economy, build a world-class, equitable education system. Every single Virginia is going to get access to health care. That's what we've done before, and now we're going to do it and take Virginia forward in this time of crisis.
Have a safe flight, Governor. Thank you.